its current state on 90.5 WKAR. Back in January 2010, the U.S. Supreme Court released its 5-4 decision in Citizens United versus the Federal Elections Commission. The opinion struck down a FEC rule prohibiting corporations from engaging in certain political activity, maintaining it violated free speech rights. Prior to the landmark ruling, political contributions from corporations and labor unions were highly regulated. The decision in Citizens United, however, opened the door for virtually unlimited, as well as nearly untraceable, political contributions and gave rise to the term super PAC. Meanwhile, opinion polls since the ruling have shown that Americans would prefer to see less money spent in political campaigns. The movement called Move to Amend has been leading the charge to eradicate the effects of the Supreme Court's Citizens United decision through a constitutional amendment. Joining us by phone now is David Cobb. David ran for president in the 2004 election as the Green Party candidate, and he's currently on Move to Amend's executive committee. Thanks for joining us, David.
Thank you, Mark. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Briefly remind us first what exactly the Supreme Court decision said in Citizens United.
Well, Mark, as you said, it struck down campaign finance laws. But what's even more important, it wasn't merely a Federal Election Commission ruling that was struck down. It was actually key provisions of the entire McCain-Feingold campaign finance law. You know, John McCain, Republican, Russ Feingold, Democrat, a bipartisan effort to try to control runaway corporate and union and special interest spending in our elections. And what's amazing is not only was that with broad bipartisan support, but poll after poll showed that the American people not only supported those campaign finance laws, but they thought it wasn't strong enough. So what I'm getting at, Mark, is that this Supreme Court overturned a legislative decision based on 100 years of precedent that it was a political decision to determine how to best protect the integrity of the election system. What I'm getting at is this is judicial activism at its worst. The court stepped in, overturned a democratic political decision that had been made by the legislature and imposed their will. That is not legitimate under the United States Constitution or our form of a democratic republican government.
Well, there is a Supreme Court case history that involves money as a form of protected speech. How does Citizens United fit within those precedents?
Well, Mark, again, what we've seen is over time, the courts have repeatedly stepped in. But the point I'm making is that there are two doctrines at play here. One is the idea that a corporation is a person with inherent inalienable constitutional rights. That doctrine was court created. It is illegitimate, and it allows corporate lawyers to go into court and attempt to overturn any democratically enacted law. That means environmental protection laws, worker safety laws, public health laws, as well as campaign finance laws. The second doctrine at play is known as money equals speech. That entire doctrine was first created, again, out of whole cloth by the court in the 1974 decision Buckley versus Vallejo. In Citizens United, the court merged these two ideas together to basically make it impossible to restrict in any way what are known as independent expenditures, which means that wealthy individuals, it means that unions, it means that corporations, it means that basically any entity can spend literally unlimited amounts of money to try to control and sway the electoral process. And as you said in your teaser, Mark, it's really worth pointing out that today that money is untraceable, and what we do know with certainty is that foreign money is now being spent in the United States elections for the first time, the last election cycle in our history, at least legally, for the first time.
Mm. What are the goals of your group then, Move to Amend? What would you like to see happen?
Well, Mark, we are definitely committed to a social movement that will ultimately result in an amendment to the United States Constitution to make it clear and unequivocal that human beings have constitutional rights, that artificial entities do not, and that money is property and not political speech, which would allow local communities, state governments, and Congress to have the political jurisdiction to make campaign finance laws. In other words, it returns campaign financing to the political question that it's supposed to be, so that we, the people, can actually be participants through our process rather than merely spectators watching it. And you know, Mark, we didn't even exist before 2010. Today, we just rolled over 308,000 active participants. We have 160 local affiliates working with us. We have several thousand organizations who are endorsing our efforts. We've helped to pass 500 resolutions in support of this effort, and we put it on the ballot in 28 different communities, and we've won every single one of them, including in areas where conservatives and Republicans dominate politics. The point I'm making is that this is a broad-based movement that cuts across ideologies.
You do have some number of ardent free speech advocates lined up against you. What's it like contending with those free speech advocates as a force in your movement?
Well, I'll tell you, Mark, I have no problem whatsoever engaging in dialogue and debate over this issue, and welcome such debate. But let's be clear that when that debate is happening because somebody else has a microphone and an amplifier and a stadium and is drowning out our voice, then you're not really having a debate anymore. You're simply having domination. And I think that your listeners know that today we are not actually engaged in political discourse and debate. We are actually subjected to a torrent of radio and television advertisements, 30-second ads that are really so much sound and fury, signifying nothing. We're losing the ability to engage in civil political discourse in this country because precisely money from all sides are corrupting the integrity of the American Democratic Republican experience. That's the reason I think that people from across ideologies, from across political parties, are coming together to say, you know, we may disagree on issues. In fact, we definitely do disagree on issues. But the principle of how our Constitution is supposed to operate, that's supposed to be sacred. We're not going to allow the court to actually take our ability to govern ourselves away, because that's really what corporate personhood does. It removes the ability of we the people to make democratic decisions about how to organize our society.
You're clearly confident about why you're doing this. Are you as confident about achieving your goal, about the end game here, about all the constitutional amendment?
Mark, I am absolutely confident that the Move to Amend campaign will successfully amend the United States Constitution.
How long might that take? How long do you think that might take?
10 to 15 years, Mark.
Okay.
And it's a fair question, and I'm glad that you asked it, because part of my answer is founded upon and based upon a realistic assessment of how movements operate. You know, if you look back in the 1830s and the 1840s and look at the lay of the land, and I think very few people of that era would have predicted that the institution of slavery would end. Or, you know, if you were one of those women who gathered at Seneca Falls, New York, in order to launch the women's suffrage movement, or the civil rights movement, or the trade union movement. You know, real movements actually take time, and foundations have to be laid, and people have to put sweat equity into those things. And I'm telling you with certainty, I'm telling you with confidence, and I'm telling you with sincerity that all of that work is being done right now with Move to Amend, and I am really proud to be traveling Michigan this entire week, community after community after community. And I can tell you that people are responding, and they are responding enthusiastically, and they're responding with the same level of commitment that I'm seeing all across the country.
Are you focusing on Michigan, David, for some reason?
Well, I am on this tour. You know, Mark, I'm on the road about one-half to two-thirds of my life, and what I do is come into a given bioregion, and then I sort of tour for a week to 10 days. In order to do old-fashioned barnstorming. You know, and remember that this is not a political season. This is not an election season, because we're more interested in helping to build a movement, to help people actually go through an experience where they understand the rise of the corporation as an institution, the rise of these legal doctrines of corporate personhood and money equals speech, sort of help to connect the dots, and then help to connect one another together to a movement that will, yes, impact elections, but will survive past elections.
All right.
And it will actually help us to build the communities and the society that we really want to live in.
Very good. David Cobb is a member of the Executive Committee of Move to Amend, a group seeking to negate the effects of the U.S. Supreme Court's Citizens United decision via a constitutional amendment. David will be in East Lansing tonight speaking at the Edgewood United Church of Christ. David, thank you for talking with us.
Thanks so much, and we remind your listeners that Community Radio brings you voices like this. Remember that during Pledge Drive.